Saturday, February 20th. No fixed schedule today except a meeting with Colombo to bid him farewell, which was first thing this morning. That led, of course, to the inevitable objection to second-day meetings with foreign visitors. And he had Henry in this morning and outlined some rules as to who does and doesn't get in for this kind of session from now on. Henry was delighted with the way the president had handled the meeting this morning with Colombo and told the president so, particularly because he had made some strong points regarding internal politics, which is all that really matters to the Italians. The president made the point to them that Chile had fallen to the Marxists simply because the good guys were fighting each other instead of uniting against the common enemy. This is a similar danger in Italy, and Henry was delighted the president had put it so squarely to them, especially with Moro, who is the real strongman and now the foreign minister, sitting in on the meeting. The news flap today was on an Arthur Burns story in the paper this morning, resulting from his testimony yesterday, where he had said that the problem wasn't one of money supply, but rather of confidence, thereby implying that he, as chairman, didn't have confidence in the president's policies. The president was really upset about this. Arthur was trying to call him during the day, and the president said he would not take the call and rather had me call Arthur and tell him of his distress and make the point strongly to Arthur that he can't get away with this kind of thing. The president has the strong feeling that we've got to really put the screws onto Arthur and that he is not showing the proper gratitude or appreciation for the president's having put him where he is. Another flap arose from the continuing effort of McCloskey to discuss impeachment of the president. He's not actually called for it, but he keeps talking about it. We're going to move now to get a petition going in McCloskey's district demanding his resignation and putting the heat on him since he's betrayed the trust of the Republicans who elected him. It was the usual relaxed Saturday morning with long chats with Ehrlichman on some of the above, and then with Colson on how his Project Muskie is coming along and some ideas on ways to carry that further ahead, also on general PR planning and thinking. Just before the president left for Camp David, I discussed the planning for the state of the world with him and recommended that he not go ahead with his plan to go on live television Thursday night with an address on the subject because it's not of sufficient news value or general importance. As a result of talking this over, the conclusion was that the best thing to do would be to do a nationwide radio address at noon on Thursday, and then film a quick clip for television for the news that evening, rather than requesting time. I think this will be much better, and we're going ahead on that basis. The president then left for Camp David to spend the night. He called a couple of times after he got up there, mainly on details of the state of the world thing, winding up that he wanted Sapphire to call him, and then he's having Sapphire go up tomorrow to work out some revisions with him. End of February 20th.